I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump is calling Somalis living in the United States garbage and asking them to leave. This comes at a time when there's new reporting that while the administration is asking undocumented citizens to self-deport, it has become an almost impossible task. Let's go through this. Commenting on reports that the administration was starting a new immigration offensive against Somalis living in Minnesota, the president got wound up.
You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying that we could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country.
Somalis, garbage, and turned on Representative Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain.
Omar is a congresswoman, and her reply to his comments was short, saying, quote, his obsession with me is creepy. I hope he gets the help he desperately needs. So, some context here. Somalis have been fleeing the Horn of Africa for decades. Warlords clashing, wider civil war, the rise of Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group. Many waited for years in remote refugee camps in places like Kenya before the chance to immigrate to the United States. Now, Associated Press reports almost 50% of the Somalis in Minnesota were born in the U.S. And of the foreign-born Somalis, 87% are naturalized citizens. So what the president is asking is unclear. And for anybody deciding to self-deport, they will likely find a very rocky road in front of them. New reporting from Wired says it is an S show. The administration has been almost begging them to self-deport, offering money, but the process offers very little help. Even many immigration attorneys can't figure out the procedures, and there are even reports of people being directed to places to leave the country only to be detained by ICE. The Department of Homeland Security says the agency is working with the State Department to help get these people the documents and the help they need, but so far, not much organization of the process. In the extreme, there are stories of some immigrants from Venezuela going to immigrant detention facilities in Colorado and asking to be deported. So, questions. Is this a directive with no plan to self-deport, or are these reports exaggerated? What are immigrants who want to go home to do? It seems to be quite a catch-22. Is the president overstating the problem, and is it right to categorically call an ethnic group of people garbage, including a woman serving in Congress? Are all these people garbage? The president got applause after his comments in front of his cabinet. Does this mean that his cabinet condones his language, or are members still too afraid to be thought of as not loyal? Does any of this make sense? Email me if you like. Ed at edbaxternews.com.